more energetic and more vibrant, your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Said to be the very first podcast, of course, back in 1992 when the internet came along. Guess what? We were the first sports showing in it. And 40 years later, I'm talking about 40 years after our conception, 1984, 2024, we're still rocking and rolling. Who are we? My name is Pedro Fernandez, and you're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA, the longest-running fight show in history. Straight up, I know my stuff. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So, you know, supposedly, I should know a little bit about boxing, but guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. I'm not buying the paper. I'm not stealing the pay-per-views or buying the pay-per-views. I'm going over people's houses. Bottom line is, you are. Talk to me if you want. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, you can come to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, and of course, live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, of course, live as I speak. But we have Tim Zhu, the once-beaten former junior middleweight champion, of course, coming to us from Australia, the son of Kostya Zhu, the former world junior welterweight champion, an Australian icon, no doubt about that, and a great fighter. But Tim's corner sort of blew it a couple of months ago. Remember when he was fighting Sebastian Fedora, and Fedora fouled him in the second round? He started bleeding like a pig from a cut on the top of his head. And they said, oh, we'll just keep the fight going. We'll try to stop the cut. No, you couldn't stop the cut because the cut was on the top of the head. You needed to stitch that vein. You couldn't stop it. Not by putting medicine on it or compression or anything like that. So the bottom line is, you needed to have that fight stopped. The corner didn't stop the fight. It cost Tim Zhu millions of dollars. It cost him his O. He's not undefeated. It should have been a technical draw. The bottom line is, they had a couple of rounds to do it. They didn't do it. They just didn't know the rules. They were lame. These guys were like, they've been in boxing for decades. I kid you not. Zhu's trainer and those people have been in boxing, Australian boxing, for better than 30 years. And they didn't know the rules of the game. Shame on them. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we'll talk about Tim Zhu. We'll also mention the fact that both the light heavyweight champions hooked it up last week and unified. Of course, talk about Artur Bitabev winning a 12-round majority decision. We'll get to that, and we'll hear from both guys today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, as well as boxing PhD Socrates Palmer. Coming up on Sports Byline.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Like a little dead air to start the show. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside with the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, one week removed from the clash in the Saudi Arabian desert. Hagler Hearns it wasn't, but then again, not every fight is. Still, I was under-entertained. That's the best way I could talk about the Artur Bedibev-Dmitry Bivol fight. We'll hear from both guys a little bit later. But first, let's check in with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, Super Dad?
I'm doing great, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing all right, being dogged by some high school stuff, but I'll get to that in a couple of minutes. But let's talk about last week's fight, of course. Why is it I need Viagra to get up for that fight? I just didn't dig it. Why?
I mean, I know that from the beginning you're really not as high as everybody else is on Artur Beterbiev and Dmitry Bivol, but it was a really good fight. I thought it was the classic contrast of two styles.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of the reason they're not stars is because they don't speak our language. You know, they're not American. The fights, you know, in Saudi Arabia, it's great for them. It's great money. But the atmosphere is certainly not one of what we're used to for big fights. I think that's another reason. I don't know. Those probably have to be the factors. But if you put everything else aside, they're really good fighters. And I think Artur Beterbiev is starting to mark his spot or claim, you know, as far as one of the best light heavyweights of all time, in my opinion.
Wow. With 21 fights, you really staking it as one of the greatest of all time?
As light heavyweight, yeah. I mean, because I think it's quality over quantity, you know. He had a very long amateur career.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was, if you look, I mean, I know amateurs are amateurs, but he beat the current heavyweight champion of the world in amateurs. You know, let's not forget that. You know, he beat Usyk. He's beaten Kovalev. I mean, at light heavyweight, I think he's competitive or against anyone of any era. I think Michael Spinks. I think I know we have mentioned Michael Moore, Amanda Holyfield at light heavyweight. I think, look, Beterbiev is not, he may not look like Sugar Ray Robinson, but there's something about that guy. You know, he imposes his will. I know some people think that he might have gotten a gift last week, but I favored him because I thought he landed the better shots against Bivol. I thought he had Bivol looking to steal rounds as opposed to winning rounds. I thought he did a lot of flashy stuff, you know, straight shots, but Beterbiev was never in trouble. So, yeah.
You know, a couple of years ago when I was with the, when I had a license or a certificate, whatever it was, with the Association of Boxing Commissions as a judge, they talked about employing a 0.5 scoring. In other words, if a guy was dominant around, it would be like 0.5. In other words, instead of 10-9, it'd be like 10-1, a point and a half. And then they, because, you know, it was not enough to make it a 2-point round, but were there rounds in which you thought Beterbiev could have maybe won just a little bit more than a 10-9 round, but not enough for a 10-8 round?
No. Well, I think out of the last three rounds, I thought he swept the last three rounds, which were the difference in the fight. It was competitive. It really was. It was competitive. Bivol had his moments. I think the body work was really telling, you know, and I think that took a lot out of Bivol. And that pace that Bivol fought, you know, it was he was on his toes, monster round, and that's hard to do, man, for 12 rounds, especially with a guy that really doesn't get discouraged easy, you know. And I think that's part of the reason. I think Beterbiev, the mental pressure, you know, and the fact that, you know, he can end the fight with one shot, starts to wear on fighters, and I think that was the case last week.
Okay.
Hopefully it's a rematch.
I'll get to some clips from them a little bit later. Let's talk about the Japanese takeover. Hunto Nakatani, the Inoue brother, not the monster, but his brother lost recently. I mean, you know, it used to be that guys from Japan were just bums that got titles like on vacant titles and things like that, or got gifts and things like that. Those guys are really starting to make their mark, I mean, as far as quality fighters are concerned.
Hey, I don't think there's ever been a time where Japan has had this many world champions, and not just world champions, two guys that are probably in that top 10 to 15 pound for pound. Obviously, in no way, you can make the case he's number one. And Nakatani, whew, if you want to buy stock, you better get it now. Nakatani is the real deal. And eventually, it's going to be the super fight, you know, for the supremacy of Japanese boxing, hopefully sometime in the middle of next year. It's really a golden era in Japanese boxing. And you know, it's funny about Japanese boxing. I guess the judging, their culture, rather. I'm sorry, they are people that are honorable, and they hold each other to high standard. There was a decision on that undercard that if it was the other way around, or if it was in another place, the guy gets it. You know, so the judges are scoring the fights the way they're supposed to, and it's really a good time. It's a really good time in Japanese boxing. Kosai Tanaka lost.
I think it's called Korakuen Hall, but it's right next to the Tokyo Dome, and that's where they have some great. They have boxing once a week there. I kid you not. Allegedly, they were having it once a week back in the day. But the bottom line is, boxing is big in Japan, and now boxers are big in Japan because I'm telling you, man, those guys used to be. They used to be Japanese bowling pins.
I mean, growing up, I can't remember the guy's name, but when I think of Japanese boxing, I remember Edwin Rosario lost to some nondescript Japanese fighter once, you know, like towards his last legs of his career. Yeah, just wasn't really, you didn't think that they were a big presence, especially, you know, Asian boxing. Asian boxing for so long has been dominated by the Filipinos and the Koreans, and I guess now it's the Japanese time, so.
Well, Hunto Nakatani, according to his trainer, he is a better fighter than Gennaro Hernandez. His brother, of course, is Rudy Hernandez's trainer. Right now, Rudy's pretty hot. There's no doubt about that. Pound for pound is one of the better trainers in boxing. Now, Nanoa Inoue and Nakatani, probably doing that in 2025. They do a stadium, right? They have to do an outdoor stadium, something like that. I mean, this is not something you want to put in a 15,000-seat arena.
No, this is something that would be the biggest event in Japanese sports history, and I think that's why they're building it up. It would be nice if they could come one time here in the United States to kind of get, you know, the more the mainstream, you know, audience of the Western Hemisphere, at least to acknowledge these guys more, and then have their super fight, you know, obviously in Japan.
The Japanese fight fans are like, it's like they're mute. They don't say anything. Yeah. I've been with them. I'm sitting in the same place. I'm going, wow, did you see that? Wow, I'm screaming this and that, like ringside, right? And they're sitting there like they've been taking volumes.
And that's just their culture. I mean, I remember watching even like Japanese wrestling or Pride, the Pride Championship. It was the same way. They'll cheer at the end. You know, like it's like the respect, you know, for their athletes. It's a different world for sure.
Hey, how long was that opening round in Pride? Was it like 10 minutes or 12? Was it 10 minutes? Do you remember that? How brutal that opening round was, 10 minutes? Do you remember that?
Yes. I remember, was it Don Fry and...
whoever it was broke Don Fry's leg, and he wouldn't give up even though they broke his leg. They had him in some leg hold, and they snapped his leg, but he wouldn't give up even with a snapped leg. Don Fry was a steroid monkey.
He was like Tom Selleck on juice, you know, that mustache.
That's a good one. All right, let's go back to last week's card, of course. Let's talk about the pay-per-view end. Of course, Beterbiev the 12-round majority decision winner over over Dmitry Bivol. The undercard was on pay-per-view, believe it or not. I know most people paid for this. Yeah, right. Jaya Pattaya versus Jack Macy. Can I take anything away from Jai's performance here, being the fact that it was Macy and the other side?
Yeah, look, I think he's kind of a hype job, to be honest with you. I don't see what everyone else sees about Jai Pattaya, but he won, you know, and they'll continue to build him up. That's like the second time I think he's been featured on the Saudi card, so he has the platform. I'm still not all in on him.
Well, you know, Tommy D likes him, and Tommy D's hot right now. Of course, he picked both Dubois and Biterbev, so Tommy D's hot right now. Of course, you know, when you're hot and you run cold, I told you the greatest boxing writer of all time, he couldn't pick his nose when it came to picking fights. One guy told me he made a living picking against Jack Fisk of the Chronicle.
Hey, sometimes, you know, you're too smart for your own good, right?
Yeah, I was cracking up, though. I mean, the guy told me, I said, you know, we were at the airport one day, right? We're going to the fights. I was with Jack and this and that. He goes, yeah, he goes, I made a lot of money from that guy. So what were you? He goes, betting against him. I went, whoa, and he walked away. Anyway, Chris Eubank, Ben Whitaker, and Liam Cameroon, they sort of fell out of the ring. What's going on with there? Was that like the WWE or what?
That was really odd where that ended. It looked like it was a suplex, you know, and then over the top rope, and some people are questioning if Whitaker kind of just took the easy way out, you know, that he could have continued, but it was just very odd. And I'll be honest, you know, Whitaker, he's supposed to be like this new age Prince Nassim. I don't see it. You know, he does a lot of clowning in the ring, and then he kind of fought conventional this time and was getting slapped up pretty good. So, you know, that's another guy that might just be
No. We need those guys. This is the type of guy you want to root against.
Correct. I agree. Yes. I'll take that stance. Yes.
I mean, put him on TV. I mean, he'll draw good ratings. So some people like his attitude. I don't like his attitude. I'm waiting for somebody to kick the snot out of him. But bottom line is that'll eventually come. Let's roll to an early break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, of course, live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. We return with Boxing's Royalty, Mr. PhD himself, Socrates Palmer, right after the break.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, I appreciate it. Say a prayer for me, buddy. And if there's anything I can do for you anytime, you let me know.
I'm watching Daniel in the other room. He's got a rope hanging from the ceiling. I don't know what that means, but the bottom line is there's a rope hanging from the ceiling. No noose, but a rope hanging from the ceiling here at Sports Byline. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The great Johnny Tapia bringing us back from the break. Of course, the babyface assassin, man, he was one hell of a guy as far as a fighter is concerned. But as a personality, man, there was Johnny on one side and Johnny on the other side. Guess what? If you caught Johnny on the other side, that was a bad side. Let me just put it to you like that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, tonight, the former undefeated junior middleweight champion of the world, Tim Tszyu, is going to fight somebody. The bottom line is I don't know how high this guy is on the stature is concerned, but the bottom line is Tim Tszyu blew an undefeated ranking and, of course, millions of dollars in money when his corner didn't take care of business with that Sebastian Fedora fight. Now, before we go back to Tszyu for a second, what's Fedora going to do next? There's all kinds of rumors he's going to fight Errol Spence, he's going to do this, going to fight Crawford. What's up? Do you know?
Yeah, from everything I've read, it seems like it's him and Errol Spence. It's just a matter of it becoming official. I think it's a good fight for Fedora. It's a good name to have on his resume. I think we've seen the last of an elite Errol Spence. Just too many miles on his body.
Man, but even you talking about him still fighting, aren't you like looking to get him hurt, man? Shouldn't have been a mandatory retirement after the car accident?
Yeah. I mean, look, people have egos, you know, and they're also accustomed to living a certain lifestyle. But Errol Spence is a young man in terms of life. He should have, that fight with Terence Crawford, in which he was not even competitive against. I mean, he got paid well. The dollar stretches a lot in Texas. He should be living his life and enjoying his family.
The fight was competitive until the bell rang.
Right. I mean, right after Eminem, you know, came out, and that was it. That was, like, the most exciting. It was a beating. Oh. It was a beating, and if anyone loves Errol Spence, they are locking. They're throwing his gym bag into the river, and that's it.
Good point. And you know what he's talked about? He said he's got $8 or $10 million in the bank. I saw him say that. If you have $8 or $10 million in the bank and you're still fighting, you're a greedy guy, and guess what? You brought on, you know, I mean, I think he's lucky to be alive. And when he got flipped out of that car, he suffered from a bad brain bleed that was evident because both eyes had blood around the corneas and a booking photo with the Dallas Police Department. Of course, he was booked for DUI afterwards. And, of course, people don't realize it, or they don't want to cop to it, or maybe they don't know it, but allegedly, Errol Spence was running from some brothers that were chasing him. He started some smack at a club, and then he had to run. That's the way I heard it.
I heard the same, and
that's why he was driving. You know, that's why he was driving 125 miles an hour. He was scared and drunk.
He's like you said. He's lucky to be alive, man.
Okay,
but you know these guys—they want to pimp you out as much as they can. The system will—they don't care about you. You know, the managers, the promoters—they'll squeeze you to the last drop of blood. So.
Good point. All right. Who is Bakram Morozaylov?
We're going to find out. He's the IBF junior middleweight champion, and he'll be taking on Tim Tszyu tonight. And it really, at least on paper, it's intriguing. You know, he's Russian. He's actually bigger than Tim Tszyu. Tim Tszyu is a pretty big junior middleweight. He's about 6 feet, this guy. I know he won his title in Germany by knockout. He's undefeated, so he doesn't know how to lose. He had a limited amateur background from what I was researching, just like Tim Tszyu. And we want to see what Tim Tszyu has, you know, how he recovers after that, like what you said, a loss that he probably shouldn't have had. If his corner would have played the smart game, the smart route. But Tim Tszyu this week, to his credit, you know, he said he didn't want to go out that way, that he'd rather die in the ring.
Yes, No. He's saying that smack because it's over with. In other words, if he had to go back and realize he would be undefeated and it would have been a technical draw, it wasn't a blight on either guy.
Yeah, I mean, you live to fight another day. You got to be smart sometimes, you know. We saw Chavez my guy, rest in peace, Frankie Randall, right, in the rematch.
Yeah.
You know, something similar to that, although that was a little different. Chavez got the decision. That should have been a technical draw. But Tim Tszyu has a lot of pride, a lot of ego. Tonight, he's gonna, you know, credit to him. He could have came in and fought, you know, me. You know, I've been dieting. I would have taken a fight. But, no, he's taking on a guy with a world championship, you know, although he's not a household name. And it puts him right back in the mix if he wins.
Okay, back to last week's card, this pay-per-view card. How many people bought this in the United States? 8 or 10?
The undercard?
Yeah, no. It wasn't the undercard. This was the pay-per-view end of it. Apaya versus Macy, Fabio Wardley versus Frazier Clark, Eubank versus somebody, and Whitaker and Liam Cameron. I mean, this was the pay-per-view end of it. This was supposedly what you paid the money for.
Well, you figure at least one person from each of their families, I'm sure, bought the pay-per-view. So you had, about 12 of them? I would say about 12 people might have bought it.
You know what? I don't think so. You know what? I think their relatives stole it, too. I mean, you know, come on. Hey, and speaking of stealing TV, I mean, that seems to be where everybody's going now, because I go over people's houses, and I'll tell you, I used to watch through binoculars through the window. Now I go over other people's houses, and I watch the fights. I don't ask them where they got it. In other words, I'm on the don't ask, don't tell program when it comes to pay-per-view. You feel me?
It's like when you eat a hot dog. You don't want to know how it came from. You know, just, all right.
Oh, wait. Price Club Health. Price Club. Costco hot dogs are supposed to be healthy, aren't they? Daniel's laughing at me in the other room. He's shaking his head. No. Okay. What?
DAZN. Wow. That's amazing, though. DAZN, when they debuted, what was it? Back in, about 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Weren't they going to just, you know, pay-per-view was dead, right? That was like their logo, or their slogan, rather. And boy, how things change so quickly.
Well, pay-per-view is still dead, because the bottom line is, I'll tell you the truth, nobody I know, when I call them on the phone, except you and Tommy D, Daniel maybe in the other room, everybody I call on the phone, if I ask them if they're stealing the fight, they don't tell me yes or no, they take the fifth.
It's what do you call it? It's the pirates of the internet, right? That's what it's about these days, and I can't knock them for doing it.
The internet, the negative side of the internet is that there is no boxing press, per se. There's no media to hold the sanctioning bodies or the commissions or the fighters accountable. I mean, can you imagine back in the 80s, Salvador Sanchez saying he wouldn't fight Wilfredo Gomez? Can you imagine a Mexican champion saying, I'm not going to fight him? I mean, that wouldn't happen. But yet Canelo said the other day he's not going to fight Benavidez again because he doesn't want to.
He doesn't have to, right? Yeah. The only way that fight is going to happen if people just don't show up to the arena and it's like when people boycott a product, you know, when people start feeling it in their pockets, that's when they're going to pay attention. But Canelo made what, over $50 million when he fought Berlanga?
So yeah.
What does he care?
Okay. He did $21 million gate. Dana White did a $27 million gate. Dana White's doing 15,000 people every week and a half, anywhere he goes. I don't like the guy. I don't like his sport, per se, but he's successful what he's doing. And why hasn't boxing sort of tried to pick up a little bit on his success?
Well, now he's going to go into boxing full-time, it seems. And he's kind of been in it for a while. You know, him and Tom Loeffler have, some sort of partnership, and, you know, they televise boxing on his network. So, But look, there's a lot of bad things you can say about Dana White, but there's also a lot of good things you can say on the business end.
Nothing from a human being point of view, though.
No, very, very, very little. Very little to be desired, for sure.
Okay. But, you know, I mean, he talks about the fighters making all this money, this and that. They make less than 10% of the take. Imagine making less than 10% of the take. And I compare this to hookers in San Francisco. When I was a cop, if a pimp had a hooker and she went out and made $100 and said, I'm only getting $10, she'd be on the first bus to Reno.
And they can't even wear their own gear. And they have to wear, you know, yeah. You know, and then, he's done a lot of shady stuff. Where he did the Stitch Duran, he's kind of unscrupulous, but maybe it's the nature of the beast, you know.
He's a no good piece of spit with an H.
You know, he doesn't honor sponsorships, right?
You're a little too soft on Danny today. Have a good week, my man. Oh, man. You didn't jump on Danny when he had the opportunity. Of course, that's Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, appearing exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays only on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. More Ring Talk after the break.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You had a whole lot of hardware there now because you're the undisputed light heavyweight champion. How does that feel?
I feel not bad. I did not good today. I won more good box today, but more quality, you know. I don't know why, but
I didn't like this fight, but I'll be better one day.
How tough was this fight?
It's not tough. It's like a little bit uncomfortable. Alhamdulillah, fi kulli hal.
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar.
Was this a tough fight? Was this a tough fight?
Of course it's this tough fight because Mitri, too, he's world champion too, like, you know, he has good skills, made it better than me, but today, Allah chose me.
That is Artur Beterbiev, of course, 21-0 now, a majority decision winner. Of course, one judge had it even. I think it was 114-114. The other two judges had it 116-112 and 115-113. Bottom line is some people thought that Beterbiev might have lost to Mr. Bivol, that Bivol boxed better and won more rounds. I don't know about that. I didn't score the fight, so I'm not going to go into it in detail. But the bottom line is that was the way it went down, and he is the light heavyweight champion of the world, whether you like it or not. Now, Takuma Inoue, the WBA bantamweight champion until last week, lost to Seiji Susumi. Of course, he's another Japanese guy, so that kept within that Japanese championship, kept within the land of the sun. But bottom line is they wanted to match Inoue versus Nakatani at 118 pounds, but that's not going to happen. Now, Nakatani is set for a super fight, of course, with Noah Inoue. Now, Noah Inoue, of course, the undefeated pound-for-pound king of boxing, no doubt about that. In my mind, of course, Terrence Crawford, I don't think so. Terrence Crawford's getting long in the tooth and old and slow and this kind of stuff. He didn't look all that good the last time around. So the bottom line is you're basically only as good as you looked the last time around. Somebody said to me that, you know, Inoue didn't look all that good the last time. Come on, man, he won in a knockout. How many rounds did that guy lose? He doesn't lose too many rounds. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, I think he's the pound-for-pound best fighter in boxing, no doubt about that. That's just the way I see it. So anyway, I think Huntu Nakatani and Inoue are going to make for a super fight next year in 2025. I'd like to see that happen. I will go to Japan to see that fight. I will call Joe Kazumi on the phone, kiss his ass for a press credential. Whatever I have to do, I'll do it. But the bottom line is I do want to go to Japan and see that fight. Of course, that is for the World 122-pound Championship. And it will feature a guy that Nakatani is not going to be scared of Inoue. He's not going to be scared of him. The bottom line is I think they've sparred in the past, so they know a little bit about each other, and, of course, they're both in the same country, so that should make for one hell of a fight, no doubt about that. Now, the fight tonight, Tim Zhu versus Bakron, whatever his name is, that's going to be on Amazon Prime, so if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch that fight for free. It's not part of a pay-per-view card. Now, something I want to lean to before I go. Let me tell you, back in the day, I had I think Jose was in here last week, and Jose was in here last week. He talked about this when I beat up Guy Lambert. Guy Lambert was a guy that was like about 6 or 7 inches taller than me, and he outweighed me by 50 or 60 pounds, but he had slippery shoes on, so I beat his ass. He didn't know it. But the bottom line is, I had a lot of street fights. I just did. I mean, that was part of growing up, I guess. And a kid and I hooked up in a fight back in the, I guess I was in the 11th grade or something like that. Anyway, his name was Calvin Hillstrom. And get this, we got a message from Calvin Hillstrom's wife this morning via Facebook. Hi, John Lutz. That was my cousin. My cousin was there. Tiger Delacruz, Marcial Delacruz was there, and myself. Of course, the three of us and the two Hillstrom brothers. Okay, this was like 3 or 4 houses away from where the Hillstroms lived on Larch. Anyway, in South San Francisco. Anyway, so get this. So there's bad blood, and somebody says it's over a drug deal. I don't remember no drug deals. Nobody was dealing drugs back then. I mean, come on, maybe some weed, but the bottom line is, evidently, Calvin Hillstrom's wife sent this message. He said he is in bad shape. He just wants to know before he passes away who hit him with a cue stick and kicked him so many times when he confronted your cousin Pedro over a drug deal gone bad with his brother Jerry. Please help him. I didn't ever sold any drugs to his brother Jerry. I don't know what he's talking about. I never sold any drugs. So anyway, it says here, Calvin Hillstrom. Calvin was involved in a fight in high school where he was beaten with a cue stick and kicked 18 times. No one ever claimed to be the one who did this. Bottom line is, to this day, all he wants to know is which one of the three did this. He's in bad shape, heading into some medical procedures. Listen, my cousin John put it like this. We were kids. We were fighting. I have no details on what happened to Calvin. Plus, it was 50 years ago. I don't recall much other than where it took place. Well, you know, I want to think about this. I don't remember going down the way these people talked about it. I really don't. I mean, I don't remember kicking anybody on the ground. I wasn't kicking. I never kicked anybody, I don't think, on the ground. I don't remember kicking anybody ever in my life when they were on the ground. My whole thing was to get into the sand. I mean, I beat on them on the ground if it was a street fight, but I wouldn't, like, kick them on the ground. That wasn't me. Everybody knew that. I used to tell people, get up, get up. You want to fight? Get up. Anyway, bottom line is, It was a bunch of fiction, bullspit. No pool cue, nobody kicked Calvin. The South City cops asked everybody. One man watched the whole thing, and he was the biblical witnesses thing. And the bottom line is the Hillstroms initiated it, and then they got whooped up. So what can I say other than they lost their end of the fight? Look it, I ended up winning 4 Golden Glove titles and repping my city, South City, South San Francisco, California, in the Olympic trials as a boxer. Do you really think that Calvin could have done any better? I mean, respectfully, I wish the Hillstrom family peace and goodwill, but the bottom line is, come on, man, 50 years later, give me a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Now, back to Dana White. Look, I have a problem with Dana White because of the fact that I think his sport is beyond evil. When I say evil, I mean, getting hit is cool. I get that. People get hit. You got to make some money. This and that. You're a professional boxer, I get all that. But the bottom line is not the way these guys take it. I mean, this Roundtree guy, Khalil Roundtree, a couple of weeks ago, Daniel, you got to talk about that, man. That beating he took was the most worst beating I've ever seen in my life. Why did they allow, Daniel, why did they allow that to continue? Why? I mean, come on, man. I can't hear you.
Hello?
Yeah.
You got me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they just like the spectacle.
The spectacle of what? A man nearly being beaten to death?
That's the only thing I can think of. I don't understand why it wasn't called.
I mean, do you think it took 100 stitches to close his face?
I mean, I don't know about 100, but...
No, because they got to do...
Yeah,
if you do 20 on top, you can do 20 underneath.
Yeah.
So there's 40, I mean...
Yeah, at least 50, I would say.
If that was the most horrific beating I think I've seen, then a fight hasn't been stopped in the UFC in a long, long time.
I wouldn't be surprised if his orbital was broken also.
Yeah, but orbitals are not, orbitals you recover from, but the brain damage of being pounded like that on the ground, you don't recover from, Daniel. That's not something you can say. It's like a cold. You don't get rid of it. And that's
I'm not saying you do. I'm just, I don't know.
Time out. The doctor failed Khalil Roundtree. Okay, the doctor failed him. The referee failed him. His corner failed him. Come on, man! Everybody failed this dude.
Yeah,
everybody.
And he came back the next week. He's like, "Oh, I want to keep fighting. I want to be back fighting for the title again."
Yeah, he got
his ass kicked.
Yeah, he must be punch drunk. Alex Pierre, of course, is a former guy that used to fight at 185 pounds. Used to weigh at 220 pounds when he stepped into the octagon after weighing 185. What does he weigh now? Do you know what's he weighing when he's coming in there at 205? They talk about 215, 220. What's Pierre weighing now?
Like walking around, yeah, I think he's about 220, 225 normally. So. That 185 cut down, I know, killed him.
But the way at 205, he looks like the biggest guy I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is, his whole career basically is kickboxing.
You don't think he's taking steroids, do you?
What?
You don't think he's mixing vitamins, Flintstone vitamins with his repertoire, do you? He looks like a Flintstone vitamin guy.
I don't believe so, actually. I think he's just a big dude that can somehow handle the cutting of weight. I know it affects him heavily when he has to cut. When he had to cut to 185, he did not look good at all.
Okay, last question. Jose Aldo, that's like 95 years old. He lost a split decision to Mario Bautista. Did you watch that?
I did. He needs to retire.
I mean, a split decision? Does that one judge need to be replaced or retired or what?
He probably grew up an Aldo fan. That's the only way I could see that.
That's too much. Anyway, thanks a lot, Daniel. Of course, Daniel Ogden is our USC MMA expert. Of course, he watches all these fights. $89, $100, a whole 9 yards. He's spending all that money. He's the only guy I know that spends the money on pay-per-view. I just don't get it. But he's the only guy I know, wink, wink, that spends the money on pay-per-view. And he won't. And if you ask him about the pay-per-view, he won't answer you per se. He says he goes over people's houses like I do. He pleads the fifth. I mean, what can I say? He ain't copping to it. Bottom line is Alex Pereira beat up on Khalil Roundtree to the extent where I don't think I ever want to see another MMA fight in my life. That's how bad it was. That's how one-sided it was. That's how brutal it was. There was nothing learned from that. Of course, and Dana White posted all these pictures of him afterwards, how proud he was. And said, well, how can he be proud of that? That's nothing to be proud of. I just don't see it that way. I just don't. I'm sorry. Anyway, speaking of the zone, Jack Catterall is going to take on Regis Progress. Of course, Regis Progress, when he was last seen, lost a fight to Devin Haney here in San Francisco. Of course, that was about 8 or 9 months ago here in the city by the Bay. Some people call it the city by the K. But the bottom line is Regis Progress, of course, got knocked down by Devin Haney. Made Devin Haney look like a superstar. That was Devin Haney's claim to fame, because Devin Haney since then, of course, got thrashed by Ryan Garcia. But guess what? He got the decision returned or overturned. And now the New York State Athletic Commission saying maybe we made a mistake in overturning the decision, that that amount of whatever that drug was that was in his system. I'm talking about Ryan Garcia. It wasn't enough to matter. Listen, what it was Ryan Garcia didn't cut the weight. Ryan Garcia came in at 143 and a half, and he said, guess what? I'm not losing the weight to make 140. I'm not going to dry out. So they said, okay, we'll give us $1,500,000 a pound, and we'll let you slide. No problem about that. See, Devin Haney thought that Ryan Garcia was a nutcase, that Ryan Garcia was just like out of his mind. He was drinking and smoking weed, supposed to do all kinds of crazy stuff. Bottom line is, he was playing him. He played Devin Haney, because he went out there and he beat Devin Haney down like a dog. I mean, he beat him like, that was a one-sided whooping. It just was. I mean, Devin Haney was down like four times in the seventh round. Of course, it was only down one time officially because referee Harvey Dock, may he never get a big fight again. He like choked that night. Was he like Devin Haney's guy? It was in Devin Haney's corner. We talked about that before. But the bottom line is, Haney has never been anything exciting. Now he's ranked in the top 10 pound for pound in boxing. I mean, how can you ever rank him in the top 10 pound for pound? What has he done? What has he done? And of course, now he's 31-0 with an asterisk. What's the asterisk? He got his ass kicked by Ryan Garcia. I mean, you can't take that away. His father, Bill Haney, who looks a lot like Jay-Z in need of a haircut, bottom line is, he tried to get the fight taken off YouTube. He tried to get it taken off of DAZN. He tried to get a lawyer and get a court order to take the fight of his son getting his ass whooped all over the TV. He tried to take it off of all these different networks. That's what a piece of work is. And guess what? When you see stuff on YouTube and Facebook and this and that, that's pro-Haney stuff, I think it's Bill Haney. Because Bill Haney was slick enough to work all the YouTube guys. In fact, before this last fight, of course, he had with Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney, his father worked the entire YouTube crowd. He had all these guys. He had a press conference with YouTube guys before the fight. In other words, he was kissing all these guys' ass. Why does he do that? He's working them. He's massaging them. He's trying to get them to say good things about Devin Haney at the end. The bottom line is, there's nothing good to say about Devin Haney, except maybe that he went to P. Diddy parties and he took that baby oil with the GHB in it. And if he did, he didn't remember what happened. If he didn't remember what happened, he woke up with a butt ache. That's on him. Straight up, I'm talking about, P. Diddy. P. Diddy in the news this week, of course, big time. He is never going to get out. He is never going to get out of jail. If he turned in Daniel for stealing all the pay-per-view that Daniel steals, he wouldn't be enough. There's nobody that he can snitch on that'll get him out of jail. There's no way. Of course, he's in jail now for sex trafficking. Can I say that on YouTube? Sex, all kinds of different stuff. Bottom line is, it's RICO charges. Of course, he's a criminal enterprise. And the bottom line is, at the end of the day, of course, when I met him back in 2000, I didn't know who he was, and he was all pushed out of shape. He was all pushed out. I said, Blood, are you security? Blood, you don't know who I am? No, I just kept walking. That's all. I wasn't to it. Bottom line is, Puff Daddy, of course, that night kissing the Rolling Stones were kissing his ass, and I kept trying to figure that one out. So I asked one of the Rolling Stones, Ron Wood, in the bathroom. I said, why are you kissing Puff Daddy's ass? He goes, it's because he got the best effing weed, man. Okay, that's cool.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud.
Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We get in this car, we're driving. We're hitting close to Texas. I said, let's pull over for the night. He goes, no, you just need to close your eyes for a little bit. I'll keep driving. And I'm like, macho. He goes, I'm okay. I won't go speed. I said, okay. And I fall asleep. I don't know how long I was closed my eyes, but it wasn't long. He taps me on my shoulder. He goes, hey, I need money for the toll. And I'm like, the toll. And I open my eyes and I see the border. We're on the line to the border into Mexico. I'm like, what are you doing? The patrol looks and they wait for us to go into the security check. And I'm like, it's okay, macho, no problem. I'll take care of this. Let me talk. He goes, yeah, but that's not the problem. I got a little present in the trunk. I got a kilo in the trunk. And I said, okay, macho, put the top down. It was a convertible, Jack. And I need you to do macho time right now, right here. We push the top down. He jumps up out of this car. He jumps onto the hood of this $90,000 Jag. And he stands up and he's screaming, where's Chavez? Everybody went crazy. The Border Patrol comes. Everybody started, Camacho. The Border Patrol guy passes me with a dog. The dog goes crazy. The dog starts barking and scratching. I look in the rearview mirror, and the Border Patrol takes the dog and hits him with the dog. He goes, shut up, that's Camacho.
A kilo of coke, that's Hector Camacho, no doubt about that. May he rest in peace, the Harlem Heckler. October 17, 1991, I was in Atlantic City, of course, the Atlantic City Convention Center for the Tommy Morrison, Ray Mercer fight for the WBO heavyweight title. Of course, I stopped this fight. I mean, if you look at the films, you can see me screaming from across the ring at Larry Hazard, the Athletic Commission Director, of course, the former referee, the best referee in the history of boxing, in my opinion, outside of him and Arthur McCanny, maybe. Stop the fight, Larry, stop the fight. I'm screaming. He's going to kill him. I just watched a guy die about a month and a half earlier in San Jose, California. So I had watched the ring death recently. I didn't want to see it happen again. So anyway, I'm screaming. Hazard jumped up and finally got referee Tony Perez to stop the fight. Tony Perez decided to say that he was in a bad position. He didn't see what was going on. The bottom line is Tommy Morrison took some shots that probably were permanent. I mean, I've never seen a heavyweight beat down like that in my entire life. That was one of the worst horrific beatings I ever saw in my life. Much like the beating Khalil Roundtree took in the UFC last week. It was unnecessary, no doubt about that. And referee Tony Perez, of course, Muhammad Ali had a problem with Perez, and it wasn't over the Chuck Wepner fight. Of course, Perez was the referee there. It was the Ali-Frazier 2 fight, of course. In the second round, Joe Frazier was in all kinds of trouble, about to get knocked out by Muhammad Ali. And guess what? Tony Perez said he heard the bell. They stopped the round. They continued the round, but Joe got a rest. The bottom line is the rest is history. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide for, of course, October 19, 2024, the Saturday edition. I thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 2 hours on the same channels. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. And thank you, Daniel Ogden.